Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. This is the Reverend Jack Denson coming to you again from the studios of WWIC in Scottsboro. I represent the Scottsboro Holiness Church on Apple Tree Street and many more good churches in this area that I like to visit and do visit and enjoy, and they treat me so nice, and I'd like to represent them. And I'm glad to be back with you this morning and to try to do what I can to help every soul. I know there's a lot of confusion today. A lot of people that seems to be crossed up on the scriptures, don't understand, and they're afraid, seem like, maybe to ask anyone. And maybe if they do, they'll never get the right answer from the right one, or they get different answers from different ones. And I understand that these people maybe want to ask me questions over this program. Now, I'm not here to really just preach what people want me to preach. I'm here to preach what the Lord wants me to. And I can only preach unless God is in it. Now, if this is anyone that's got a question that you want me to answer or explain, I'll try to do it. And if you want to write it in, well, I'd be glad to answer it for you the best I can. But I ain't saying that I'll preach it, because I can't preach without God is in it. I have to preach that He puts on my heart and mind, and that He deals with me in. But I do feel that there's people that needs to have their minds cleared up and question answered. I'm not the best in the world, not the smartest man in the world. But I'll assure you one thing, if I give you an answer, it'll be from the Bible. It will not be my opinion. So all you've got to do is just write to this station, WWIC in Scottsboro. You don't even have to sign your name if you don't want to be known, but I'd rather you would sign your name. But I'll not mention nobody's name on the air. I don't do that. But I just thought I would put that in, because I understand that there's some that would like some explanation on some scriptures. And if you're willing to trust me that far, I'll assure you one thing, I'll tell you the truth. If it cuts me out, I'll do that. So this morning I'd like to keep on hearing from you, and want you to keep on trying to help me, because I feel like this might turn into something, brother, that we'd be proud of one of these days. This station is going to expand. It's going to reach out twice as far as it's been reaching just a few days. So we're going to be proud of that, to where we can reach more people. But this morning now I want to talk to you from the 24th chapter of Matthew, starting with the 35th verse. And I want you to listen here. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. All right. So then, friends, how many of you get all shook up and worried when these people, you see the headlines of the paper, that there's a little religious sect somewhere putting food away, storing away, getting away, and awaiting on what they call doom days, certain days they prophesy that Jesus is coming. You know, I've been telling you there's false teachers and false prophets. Well, that's who they are. Yes, that's part of them. Because I just read to you here And I want you to listen at it again now. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Even Jesus don't know. No, they know him, but there's some people want to get a little power and a little recognition and want to be honored in some way that they pop up with some kind of a opinion, theory, or maybe the spirit of the devil is talking to them instead of God. And they come up with these ideas that the world's coming in a certain day. Well, that don't faze me at all because I know better. Because, brother, I read my Bible and I know what it says. Jesus don't even know. But one of these mornings, God bless your heart, the Father's going to say to the Son, come here, Son. Today is the day to go down and get your bride. Yes, and when he's told him, when he tells him that, that's the only time the Son's going to ever know, for it's time for him to come back. And he's a coming back to get up his bride. He's a coming in a cloud with 10,000 of his saints. Well, God bless your heart, as the lightning flashes in the east, it shines from across to the west. And that's the same way when Jesus comes, brother, when he rises up over there in the east, that morning when the Father calls him in and says, Son, it's time to go. He's going to shine all the way across this whole world. You won't have to wonder who he is. You won't have to look and say, well, I don't understand that. You're going to be able to see his face as it shines. It's going to be like the sun. It ain't going to be that old sun you've been a-seeing. But it's going to be the sun, God bless you, brother of man that was born and become king over me and you today. God bless your heart, brother. And I'm longing to see him come. I'm waiting for him to come. Yes, I am. I'm getting tired of living in this old world anyhow. It ain't our home. We're just a passing through, friends. That's the truth. And I'm ready today. I'm just about ready, brother, for my journey to end. But there's one thing about it. I may live to see it coming, because it ain't going to be long, so until he's coming, friends. So I want you to listen today. He destroyed the world one time by water, but this time it's going to be destroyed by fire. And I want you to listen now as I read. Brother, I'm going to talk to you a little about old Noah, the time he was destroyed by water. Listen. All right. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. This is Jesus talking. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. All right, friends, I want you to think about what's happening today. Ain't it true? That they're building more restaurants every day, and it ain't no trouble. Anytime you want to go by any of that eating joint, people are eating, God bless your heart. Yes, they are. You can go any time of a night, and if they stay home all night, there'll be somebody eating. They're eating and drinking. That's the kind of places they're looking for. They'll go out and have a big time. Yes, sir, it is, friends. God bless you today. And some of them little places, these little huts that they got, they're darkening the rooms a little bit. It ain't too light in there. You can just barely maybe see one another across the benches, across the tables. They want that. Why? Because, brother, listen. Brother, they got something, the works of the devil going on in there. They don't want you to see what's going on. They can do it that for you young people. To where they can go in there and carry on it away, and everybody can't see every move they made. Oh, God bless your heart today. Friends, they're eating and drinking, and they're there. And giving in marriage, they're divorcing about as fast as they man. And not only that, no sir, but they're living together and don't even marry. They don't think nothing about it no more. No sir, they don't care. No. And God bless you today. Brother, how they grieve father and mother. These children don't know more. No, they don't do it, friends. And on. God bless your heart. And you know what? They raise them up decent. And raise them up to not tell lies. They raise them up to not steal. They raise them up not to go out and commit fornication and adultery. And all these things. But today when they get up of age, and brother, what they do? They leave home. They do just what they want to do. They
don't care if I'm friends. No, sir. I don't care how much they grieve, mother and father. They're not thankful. I know they ain't. God bless you today. So them friends, they're doing that today, ain't they? Yes, they are. Well, that's what they done in the days of Noah. Brother, they didn't care. They didn't respect him. No, they didn't. Oh, no. Bless your heart today. Brother, and God told him to build an ark. Yes, he did, brother. And I believe it was about 120 years after God told him, brother, to build that ark. It took old Noah to build it. Yes, about 120 years. Well, he finally got it built. All right. I want to thank you today. And I want you to think about this thing, friends. Oh, God bless you. How long has it been since these signs and wonders that he told me knew about over here? It was calm, earthquake, famine, pestilence, and all these things, brother. Wars and rumors of wars. Yes, sir. How long has it been, friends, since it has been going on? I tell you what I've done. I've asked people that was 80, 90 years old how long that's been going on. And you know what they've told me? They said ever since I was a boy, I can remember. Well, listen, well, it took old Noah 120 years to build that ark from the time Jesus told him. All right then, from the time that Jesus has told me knew none of these times was going to be the end. How long has it been? God bless you. As I told you now, you have people 90 years old are telling me, son, it was in my days when I was a boy, it was wars and rumors of wars, they was famine, they was earthquakes, yes they was. Well, all right then, if that's been that long, and if it's going to be according to old Noah, it ain't going to be long till the fire is going to destroy this whole world, just like that water did. Oh, I can see him over there. Noah began to preach to him and tell him, brother, I know they'd come around, stand around and look at him and say, I just wondered what that old man thinks he's doing. And he'd tell them, boys, he said, listen, I'm a building this ark. God has told me that it was going to rain 40 days and 40 nights. And you know, back over there in that day, it never did rain. The way they got their moist in the ground was by big heavy dews every morning. That's right. You can read that in the Word of God. Well, all right. Then they didn't believe what Noah was telling them. No, they didn't. They didn't believe it. They got back, I imagine, and made fun of him. And says, I wonder what that old fella, Lord have mercy, to think about a man like that doing building something like that, thinking it's going to rain 40 days, 40 nights, when it's never rained here in his life. But you know, when old Noah got that thing done, friends, God bless your heart. I can just see them people that gathered around, you know, making fun, making light of it. The Bible said, you know, talking about that king inviting the people to his marriage supper, they made light of it. They wasn't making light of old Noah, you know they was. But the old fella, brother, God found favor in him, and God was talking to him. And he knew it was God. That's a good part about it, brother, knowing it was God. Now today, brother, I'm thankful because, brother, when God comes along, I know it's God. Yes, I know it's God. I may not feel him very much, but I know it's God, and that's worth everything in this world to know it is God. There's a lot of people today don't know where it's God or not. They can't feel. No, they can't taste. They can't understand. No, they can't see. But brother, no, man, it's spiritual. God bless you and got them five spiritual senses. He can feel, he can see, he can taste, he can understand, and he can hear. Ain't that wonderful? God bless you today. I'm proud of that. And I want you to know. And I can see them people with the little children. Oh, yes, maybe some of them had, you know, back in them days, pretty big families. Maybe 12 or 13 or 15 children. And they're standing right up there on the top of the hills and under the old trees watching old Noah. But one morning, God bless you, but when he got everything in that old ark as he told him to, but he sealed the door. Yeah, he did. And when he sealed that door, God bless you, it couldn't be opened no more till after the flood. Whoa, thank God, friend. God bless you today. Them old people standing there that didn't believe that old man got in trouble. Yes, in fact, you're going to get in trouble today. Yes, you are, friends. You're going to be one of them unbelieving, and you're going to get in trouble. Yes, you are. But that's up to you. And one thing about it, you're coming up there without excuse. Yeah, you may think you're right. And oh, yes. But I hope this morning you are. But friends, if you're not this morning, you better listen. That's all I got to tell you. Because listen, when I can just see every once in a while, the big old splatter of sprinkler rain would hit. And I could see them people look up. They'd never seen that before. And they don't know it was done sealed up in the ark and a waiting burn for it to come. And it began to get a little harder and a little harder. Maybe it took it all day long, brother, to begin to get a little harder and a little harder. And I can see them people begin to talk to one another and look at one another. They didn't have no smiles on their face then. No, they were saying, surely that old man must have been right. Yes, they must have been right. And the rain kept getting a little harder and a little harder and a little harder. Oh, friends, God bless you. And after a while, brother, the water began to rise. It sure did. And there's Anna and their people and all them animals and all that was life that was left on the earth outside of the old ark. Listen, friends, I can see them mother and father with that family of children. And brother, they got up on the highest hill and up on the rocks as far as they could, but the water kept rising. Yes, it kept rising. And I can see them, God bless you, looking at one another and saying how crazy we was, how foolish we was. That old man told us the truth. Yes, he did. We ain't never seen nothing like this before. He said it was going to rain 40 days and 40 nights. Now here it is already rained a week, or maybe 7 or 8 days. And burn the trees, they begin to get up to the trees, up to the foot of the trees and the top of the hills. And I can see them old men and women climbing them trees, one little child under one arm and one under another, and they're trying to get their children up in them trees, but hoping that old flood would stop, that it wouldn't rise no higher. But it kept on rising, and it kept on rising. Yes, it did. And there's a... You know, they'd get that as far up as they could in them old trees, scrambling and struggling and getting them little children up there. But after a while, friends, the water got up there with them. And after a while, it got over them. Oh, don't you know, God bless your heart today, they were some mourning and groaning. Oh, listen, friends, I can hear them little children crying. Yes, said Mama. Oh, Mama, Daddy, get me, I'm a-drowning. But they couldn't help them, friends, they couldn't help them. They called them, you know what they ought to have done. They ought to listen to that old man when he told him what was going to happen. Yes, he did, brother. But directly, brother, the old water, it rose above the treetops. And directly, brother, there wasn't no life left on the earth. It was gone. Oh, friend, what a sad time. What a sad time it was. If they would have quit that eating and quit that marrying and giving in marriage and brother, and have been good and obeyed, they could have got in maybe in that ark with the Lord. But I could see them, brother, after it got up so high, going and knocking on the door, maybe, of the old ark, but it was too late then. They couldn't get in. Now then, this morning, friends, God bless you, what are you going to do? Are you going to just sit back and say, well, oh, if he'd preach the Bible, if he'd cut out that kind of stuff and talk just what he ought to, I'd believe him. I'm talking the Bible to you. Yes, I am. But it's going to be destroyed by a flood. It was destroyed by a flood. And it really was, and it's true. If you want to go to the 6th, 7th, 8th chapter of Genesis, you'll find out all about it. That's where it's at. Now then, today, this time, friends, I want you to listen to what it said. And no... And you not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now see, he's a coming this time, friends. He's a coming this time, and he's going to destroy with fire. Now listen. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. What therefore? For ye know not what hour your Lord do come. But know this, that if the good man of the house, yes, now listen to this, had a known in what watch the thief would have come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his home to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man coming. All right, friends, are you thinking today he's a-coming? Do you realize he's a-coming? God bless your heart today. Well, what are you looking for then? Are you looking for a big town? Are you looking to have a fine mansion or something down here preparing to live down here on earth? you're not preparing to live in heaven. Well, I'll tell you what you'd better do. You'd better go to preparing better to live in heaven, for Jesus is gone to prepare a mansion for them that love him. So today, brother, listen now on this. I want you to think about this again now as I read. He said, then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. What did he mean by that, friends? What is that? That means, brother, that morning when God steps out and says, son, come here. Yes, I want you to come here this morning, son. God bless you. It's time now for you to go get your bride. Yes, his bride is the people here on earth, the elect, them that's got the Holy Ghost. That's his bride. Well, there's going to be a man and a woman. That's what he's talking about, a husband and a wife. That's going to be laid in the bed of sleeping, brother, and God bless you. Maybe, oh, friends, about daylight, a little after day in the morning, when that the old trumpet sounds. Yes, God bless you, brother. And that woman or that man, whichever one's got the Holy Ghost, one's got it and the other ain't. Oh, listen, brother, he said he'd take one and leave the other. He meant just what he said this morning, God bless you. Yes, he did, friend, God bless you. This morning, listen, brother, he's coming, and he's going to take them and like him, friends. That's what he's going to do. And this morning, God bless you. Where do you stand with him this morning, friends? Oh, God bless you. You take that morning, brother, when you wake up. Oh, yes. And you see him coming. God bless you. It's going to be too late then. Yes, it is. So this morning, you wife out there, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost and your husband has, I tell you this morning, friends, you'd better get right with him if you had, because he's coming to die. Sure as the world. Yes, he is. Now then, let me ask you again. You husband, yes, if you've got the Holy Ghost in your wife, ain't. Oh, brother, it's going to be hard to leave her. Yeah, it is to see her to lay there. But listen, you're going to be so proud to see that Jesus coming. And you're going to look up and say, oh, God, I've been waiting on you, Father. I've lived for you these many years. Yeah, I have. I've tried my best to do what I can for you. Oh, bless your heart. And I'm here, and the Lord comes along, and he just lifts him up and says, well done, my servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rule over many. Oh, you'd be glad to hear that. But listen, that otherness laying there is going to have to look him in the face. Yes, sir. He's going to say, depart from me. I know you not. No, I don't know you. No. Why don't you know him? Because he ain't got the Holy Ghost. He said he's coming back after them as like him, and them as like him, but they're going to have his spirit. Yes, they are. So this morning, where do you stand with him? Where do you stand this morning, friend? Where do you stand? All right. Yes, sir. Now listen what he said. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. What did you mean by that? Oh, listen, friends, listen. Yes, sir. Are they going to be out working on the job when that morning comes? Yes, sir, they're going to go out. Did you know all over this world? Maybe over here, but it's 12 o'clock. But over yonder somewhere in China, over yonder in the foreign countries, it may be just breakfast time. That's right. But these two women's going to be working. There's going to be people in these factories. Yes, they are. There's going to be people in the field. There's going to be children going to school. Yes, they are. Well, all right, to be one taken and the other left. God bless you. Friends, can't you see into that today? Are you honest before God? Are you satisfied where you at? Oh, listen, friends, God bless you. Are you satisfied this morning? Are you satisfied? Does that old heart feel like that there's something else lacking in there? Does it feel empty? Oh, God bless you. I'm going to tell you the truth. If you feel like there's any more for you this morning, God bless you, go get it. Because I've told you before, it's going to take every bit of salvation that you get, brother, to get you through before Jesus will take you in. Yes, it is. Now listen this morning. Oh, friends, there's a many one out there today. The wife will go to church and the husband will lay at home. Yeah, well, he'll lie a little. He'll drink a little. He'll run around with somebody else's wife. Yeah, he is. Oh, listen, friends, God bless you. There's people today going to church carrying on that way. Yeah, they are. I want you to know what's going to happen to them people. But it ain't a fooling nobody but themselves. They're deceiving their own selves. Yes, sir, they are done it, God, thank you. They're deceiving their own selves. But now let me tell you this morning, I want to read to you over here. Brother, I want to tell you what you people are doing out there. If you listen this morning, I want you to listen to what he said here. Now listen. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But be fearful. Who is that is fearful? Oh, bless your heart this morning. I'm afraid, God bless you. My mom and daddy, they died. They didn't believe this way. And I'm afraid. I'm afraid of Uncle over yonder. I'm afraid of Angel over yonder. I'm afraid of that because they won't like it. They think I'm all right like I am. But I feel so unworthy. I know better. But I'm afraid. I'm just afraid to move. Yes, that's the fearful. And unbelieving. Oh, yes. Who are the unbelieving? That's them, brother, and it's established their own ways, and they think they're right. Brother, they don't care what you say, nothing about it. They've got their own understanding. But listen, he says, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach? He said, he's singing. And he says, faith, come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this morning, the only way you can have any faith, you're going to have to hear it by the word of God. And it's got to come through a preacher. Yes, it had, brother. That's been sent to God. That's right, not one. It is because he wanted to, mom and daddy wanted him to be a preacher, and they begged him, and he grabbed up a Bible and started to run. Brother, that man can't preach. No, he can't. He can fool you. He is fooling a lot of people today. Oh, bless your heart. And mom and daddy run around. Thank God, my son's a preacher. I felt like the Lord wanted him to go. Listen, brother, God, men and women don't send preachers. God sends them. And I'll tell you the truth. You better listen to that man that God sends. That's what you'd better do. All right, now listen to what he said. All right, listen. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the unabominable and murderers, whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burn with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Oh, don't you see? Friend, God bless you, you're going to burn down there. I'll tell you the truth today. I know people that say they're Christians. Yeah, they do. But they say they believe they can tell a little lie and get by with it. You can't do it. No, sir. Listen, friends, a lie's a lie. I don't care what you say. No, sir. And you're going to go down there and you're going to burn with all them people. You are. I don't care how good you are. No, you can pay your debts. You can help your neighbor. You can just do everything, brother. You can live a good life. Yeah, you can. That's the truth. You can be spoke well of. And go out here. When you file your income tax, when you do this and you do that, but you lie a little bit to save a little money because the love of money is the root of all evil. Yes, it is, and it'll get you. Yes, sir, it'll get you, friend. It's going to get you. What are you going to do? It says to provide everything honest before men. So you've got to be honest, ain't you? Are you honest enough this morning to admit? What I'm telling you the truth. I'm reading it right out of the Word of God. Yes, I am. And I want you to think about it this morning. Now may God bless you until next Sunday. And it's like I told you a while ago in the beginning. If there's anybody out there, I understand yes. Like I told you, if you want me to answer a question, I'll do my best to do it. But I don't preach what people's writes into me to preach. I preach what God puts on my heart. But I'll try my best to explain and to answer it by the Word of God, and it will be by the Word of God. It will not be opinion, brethren. No, it will not. And thank God until next Sunday, and may God bless you. I'll be looking to hear from you.